On top of my many titles as mom, entrepreneur, and creative, I've also added host. Drew and I host on Airbnb on our favorite island in Hawaii. We started hosting as a way to make some extra income, and we've had such an easy breezy experience. Now we host year after year, and it's been a fantastic side hustle. Not to brag, but we've also been crowned Airbnb Superhost several times, so we are really killing the game. It's about having spaces we can enjoy as a family while creating memorable experiences for our guests, and it helps that we earn a little extra cash on the side. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. People want to get back to that heart of like connectivity. And when I think about it, like a lot of times people are on the app because they want to feel less alone, more enough, and they want to be able to say me too.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a 7-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
Let's talk Instagram. Love it, hate it, love to hate it, hate to love it. It is the social media platform that has been dominating the marketing world for years, and still going into 2024 is going to be no different. As we all begin planning our marketing strategies for the next year and maybe test some things out before January 1st hits, it is important to take a good hard look at what has been working in 2023 and talk about it. Here is what I have noticed has been working on Instagram right now. I'm walking you through some of the experiments, the strategies, and the tried and true techniques that have never failed us, all on Instagram. Let's dive on in. You know what time it is. Sweater weather, football season, Q4. It's the home stretch, gold diggers, and it's time to close out another year of growth and prep for the next year of revenue. To bring in more business this Q4 and beyond, you need sales software that helps you score, and the top tools are all inside the new HubSpot Sales Hub. With a customizable prospecting workspace, smart deal management suite, and AI-powered apps, you can take total control of your sales operation and manage your people and pipeline with ease. The AI-powered chatbot speeds up your day-to-day tasks with simple chat solutions, while AI Assistant cranks out copy, outlines, and out-of-the-box ideas. They're cleverly designed to accelerate your workflow and baked right inside of your CRM. When you pair Sales Hub with other hubs and HubSpot Smart CRM, your team will be on the same page across the entire customer journey. Leads won't slip through the cracks, and data is connected across marketing, sales, and operations, so you can better measure your impact on the bottom line. Stop sticking to the same old strategies and start closing more deals, because the best time to score is Q4. Make the switch to HubSpot Sales Hub at hubspot.com/sales. I was on a mastermind call a week ago, and we were doing hot seats where we each take turns and go around and share something we're struggling with or working on or need a little bit of guidance on. And it got to me, and the only thing I could think to say in that moment was, dang it, Instagram is frustrating me, but it's also yielding some amazing results. You know, it's that tug, that push and pull in the marketing world that I think so many of us feel. A lot of us spend a lot of time on the platform, both as creators, but also as consumers. It's the place that we love to hate with the ever-changing algorithm that we all can't stop talking about or thinking about. And on this call, I was talking about how I have been trying to create more content now than ever. I have been getting some of the most unheard of results using Instagram. And I'm going to break some of those down for you today, like mind-blowing results using Instagram. But with that means a lot of experimenting, a lot of testing, a lot of trials and tribulations. And so on this call with some very high performing CEO and moms, I was just commiserating on the fact that, dang it, it's working, but it's a lot of work. So I want to kind of break down 5 different strategies that have been working really well on the platform so you can take them and start applying them to your own content strategy. But before we dive in, I want to kind of demystify the algorithm. You know, it's kind of funny. I feel like I see posts all the time of like how to beat the algorithm. And it's like, we don't necessarily need to beat the algorithm. We need to work with it. So one of the things that I was doing when researching this episode for you, because honestly, the algorithm still feels like this big, scary mystery to most of us, is I was trying to look at any stats, information, and data that will kind of tell us what is the algorithm favoring right now as we start to plan out our content for the next month, for the end of the quarter, and into next year. So the big thing to understand about the algorithm is that the more a user engages with your content, likes, comments, shares, saves, the more likely your content will be shown to them and their followers. So high engagement signals to Instagram that your content is valuable, and the app, the main goal of the app is to keep people on the app. And so in order to keep people on the app, they want to show valuable, engaging content. And so when we think about this, we really want our content to be focused on enlightening user engagement. So we want to get our user engagement high. This is the primary factor. Like, this is the number one thing to understand about the algorithm. The more users engage with your content, the more likely it is to be shown. This is something that we have to focus on as we start to think about the type of content that we're showing and sharing and the way that we're asking people to engage and what happens after they do that. Now, Instagram's algorithm may prioritize different types of content, such as photos, videos, reel stories, Instagram TV. It's all based on a single user's preferences and their usage patterns. So while we're talking about all these different types of content, the one thing that I often think about is that any new features or anything that Instagram is working on, that is likely going to be the favored type of content by the platform. Because think about it, when you're working so hard on developing something and it finally launches to the public, you are going to prioritize that. One, to get feedback, but two, to show off those new features. And so that's exactly what Instagram does. So anytime a new feature drops, you want to be an early adopter of it, even if there is so much resistance. Like, I will never forget when Instagram stories dropped and everyone was like, I don't want to be on camera. Like, I just want to show pretty polished photos. And those early adopters started to get more attention, to get more engagement, to get a bigger following. And so the big thing you want to know is that while some of this content might shift as Instagram shifts, the big thing to pay attention to is what is Instagram working on? That's likely what they're prioritizing and what the algorithm is going to prioritize. Okay, so let's dive into the things that have been working. So the first one is this: reels. I know, you guys, I hate making reels too. I hate it. It takes forever. Sometimes Instagram crashes when you're making a reel. Sometimes you publish it and all of your hard work is like not shown the way you thought it would. Like, the text is gone or it picked the wrong part of the clip. I get it. I recently, like in the last 4 days, made 30 reels. Myself, not my team, me, Jenna, made 30 reels. It takes a long time and a lot of footage and a lot of planning and a lot of concentration, but it works. So I had a recent launch and we had planned out content in advance. So I was like, I want to get into the launch. I want to know what the content is. I want to have a plan so that I'm not creating content every single day. We get into the launch and we had planned out basically one reel per day, but the reels were working. And I got motivated by that. And I said, all right, let's do 2 reels a day. So guess who is making extra reels every day? Me. But it was so worth it. It paid off. I have seen a lot of creators that have just found some massive success through reels, not just through their reach and engagement, but also through the results driven by the reels. And so now I'm moving into another launch and we are planning for 2 reels a day during the launch period. Now, outside of launch period, I am not posting 2 reels a day. In a perfect world, I would be, but I don't have time for that. And so if this feels intimidating to you, what would it look like if you could commit to posting 2 reels a week or 5 reels a week? Or if you could batch create reels so that you had them ready to go? I do have to tell you, as much as I hate this, because I'm not someone who loves being on video, I'm not someone who loves talking to the camera, they're working. They're stinking working. So Here are some ways that we've kind of been refining our system. And what's so interesting is when I brought this up in the mastermind that I'm in, everyone had the same pain point. Like, it is really hard to bring people in to create content for you. Like, I'm talking about like accounts with millions of followers. The creator is still creating the reels. And I do think that there is some sort of level of importance here. Not saying that you can't effectively outsource it, but I feel more excited about and connected to content that I create. That is why I've never let go of the content creation piece when it comes to my account. There aren't people logging in my account on my behalf. Anyone who's commenting or DMing, it's me, because I want to stay connected to you and the people that are following me in this intimate way. And so the same way, I want to stay connected to the creation process. Does it kind of suck that I'm the one that's literally creating these reels? Yes, but I do think that there is a vital piece in that, that like we are more connected to the content, we care about it more, it just feels more authentic. So how have we simplified this process? Well, we're still figuring it out, but there are a few things that we found. So one, Instagram recently released this feature where you can save reels and you can share the saved folder with another Instagram user. This is awesome. We have someone on my team who is a part-time content manager, and she helps oversee all the content the brand puts out. So blog posts, emails, podcasts, and Instagram posts. And so she kind of is helping guide the overall brand strategy so that we're kind of cohesively talking about one sort of message at a time. So I created a shared folder where if I was seeing reels that inspired me or that I wanted to do my own take on, I created a folder and shared it with her so that she could help me organize these ideas in an easier way that would allow me to create them without having to like start from scratch every single time. So what we did is we created a folder for our upcoming launch. And anytime I saw a reel that I was like, oh, I want to make one like this, I would put it into the shared folder. She took a document and started dropping in the audio for the reel, as well as any reels that had a template that would make the creation process faster. Now, another piece of this is that I'll often see reels that have like text on the actual reel of like point of view, like you married your college sweetheart or like whatever the text is on that. And so I've asked her to help me think through, okay, if this is the goal of the reel, what would that text be? That way, when I go to create, I am literally clicking on the audio, using a template, and creating these reels a lot faster than if I were starting from scratch with every single one. So pro tip, if you find an audio and a style of video that you really like, see if you can find a template that will make the clips of the video the right length based on that audio, and it'll speed up your creation process a ton. The second thing that I've been really focusing on is recording more B-roll. So B-roll is like behind the scenes footage. It can be footage of you literally making a salad, brushing your teeth, sipping your water, recording a podcast episode. All of this footage is super helpful when it comes to creating reels. In fact, as I'm recording this, I want to hit pause so I can set up my camera for a minute so that I have that ready to go. So I'm gonna quick pause as I'm recording this to set up my camera to catch some B-roll of me recording this, because that is what is doing very well on Instagram. And it's actually not that hard to create B-roll as you are just going through your life. So one thing that's been helpful for me, I got a little iPhone stand that I've been setting up my camera and then just thinking through different pieces of my day where I'm like, oh, I can quick set this up, take 30 seconds of footage, and I have a folder on my iPhone called B-roll where it's just all different footage of me doing all different things that I use for a ton of my reels. Okay, another thing that you can do to help you plan out your content, this is actually a strategy that I learned from someone named Brock Johnson. ManyChat had this amazing Instagram summit. I was a part of it. I was a speaker on it. And I attended this training from Brock Johnson, and I thought it was brilliant. And so he shared the strategy for planning out 30 days of Instagram content in a little over an hour. So one of the first things he said to do is to look at what has worked for you in the past 90 days, so 90 days or older, and figure out how you can reshare that content. He talked about the story where he literally reposted the same content he had posted 90 days ago, and it performed just as well or even better the second time he shared it. You could literally take content that you've already shared and reshare it. I've actually seen this strategy being utilized a lot, and I think I've just been paying attention to it more, but it makes sense. If it did well once, it'll probably do well again. The second thing that Brock was teaching about is to recreate what's worked in the past, but with a new angle or spin, whether you use the same footage, but have different text on it, or you use new footage and have the same text on it. You can just think about different variations of things that have done well in the past. Because again, the past is going to guide your future. And so if you can just look at the content and really notice if there's any trends in the type of content, the audio, the footage, leverage that information to help guide your strategy forward. The next thing that he recommended was using ChatGPT or AI to help generate ideas for what you want to create. So if you're sitting there and you're like, I have no idea what to talk about, what's different, you can literally go on to ChatGPT, type in prompts and say, you know, I'm a creator who talks about X, Y, and Z. Pretend like you're the best content strategy coach in the world. What 5 pieces of content should I create that will hook in my audience who is X, Y, and Z? So again, the quality of the output of AI is based on the quality of the input of what you're telling it to create for you. But I loved that where he says that he'll go into ChatGPT and generate an output that will give him ideas for like 10 different posts. So he could talk about different topics. The last thing that he talked about and a way to fill in your content calendar is to repurpose content from other platforms and use it onto Instagram. So if you have a podcast, take footage from the recording and use it and break it up, slice it and dice it into many different reels. If you're a speaker, take some footage of you speaking on stage, use that for different reels. If you don't have another platform like that where you have that content on the ready, he recommended literally sitting down with your phone, speaking directly at your phone for 20 minutes, like going on a rant or stepping on a soapbox or talking about something you're really passionate about for 20 minutes. And then he uses an AI software that will automatically detect what clips or sound bites will likely perform the best in the form of short form content. So there are a ton of different AI softwares out there that can take a long form video and splice it up and try to pull out the clips that will likely perform the best for you on social media. So I loved his strategy where he was talking about 30 days of content, leveraging old content that performed well and reposting it, taking old content, putting a new spin on it, taking content that you're creating for other platforms, and then using ChatGPT or another form of AI to help brainstorm fresh and new content. And I liked that it was kind of a mix of like your brand pillars, stuff that's worked well in the past, stuff you want to try for the future, and testing out new topics. I thought it was fantastic. If you love the Gold Digger podcast, you've probably heard me talk about my best friend, Amy Porterfield. Did you know that she has her own marketing podcast too? It's actually the first podcast I ever listened to. Online Marketing Made Easy is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. Every episode focuses on giving you the best strategies for online business owners, including starting a digital course, growing your email list, social media content creation, and hosting webinars. Amy is the best at breaking down big ideas and strategies into actionable step-by-step processes, and her show is designed to get you more results with a whole lot less stress. Tune in to Online Marketing Made Easy wherever you get your podcasts. Does this sound like you? You're trying to dissect the algorithms and still no one is seeing your social media posts. Like, did you know that less than 6% of social media followers actually see your content and even less than that engage? That's why I am obsessed with email lists and I won't stop talking about them. So my question for you is this. Are you ready to finally start your email list like this week? Join my absolutely free challenge today at listbuildchallenge.com. You can spend just 5 days with me and you'll be on your way from an empty email list to 250 plus people and growing. Each day, I'll teach you a short lesson on things like how to create a freebie that people actually want, how to send out your first email, how to set up your signup form, and so much more. And yes, there are even tech tutorials to walk you through every single step of the process. Give me just 5 days and I will help you start and grow an email list that you can launch to. Join now. It's absolutely free at listbuildchallenge.com. That's listbuildchallenge.com for my free 0 to 250 email list to launch challenge. I'll see you inside.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
The next thing that has been working so well on Instagram, and this shouldn't be a surprise when I bring it up, is chatbot integration. Now, this is not new to the Gold Digger podcast. If you've listened to this show, you will know how deep my obsession runs for this marketing strategy. But if you are brand new or this is a brand new concept to you, what chatbot integration is it's an automated message or chat funnel that is triggered by a keyword that you choose. So if you follow me on Instagram, you might've heard me say recently, comment the word chat and I'll show you exactly how to do this, which, by the way, you can test out this entire strategy and see what I'm actually talking about if you go onto Instagram and comment on one of my posts or send me a DM with a word chat in it. You can literally see what it looks like to have an automated conversation and what this does. So what I love about this is that it's approved by Facebook and Instagram. So they are literally backing this ability, meaning it's not something that they're opposed to. It's actually something they're encouraging. And what it does is it allows you to build out these little funnels and sequences and create a more frictionless experience for your client. So instead of saying, okay, click out of this post, go to my bio, click the link in my bio, click the second link, then sign up for the time that you want in order to attend a free webinar, it is making everything happen where your consumers already are, which is in their DMs. I love this because not only is it a more frictionless experience for your consumers, it is also a way for you to boost engagement. Instagram is seeing that you are in the DMs with someone, which shows a closer knit relationship, which means that your content is going to be prioritized in this person's feed. And so all around, it is a win-win-win. So we started using this strategy a little over a year ago, and I will tell you, it is the number one way that we have grown my business this year. And it is the number one thing I think you need to get in on. So in the last year, this strategy alone has added over $1.6 million in additional revenue for my business organically. So I am talking straight up from followers that were already sitting there following me, but maybe not taking action or following the instructions to take those next steps. $1.6 million in additional revenue. We have also collected over 43,000 new email subscribers, getting people off of the platform like Instagram and onto a place where I can serve them well and give them a true experience. My email list, which you know is the number one priority in my business. You can set up these chat triggers to get visitors to follow your page, to send people your latest podcast episode, to deliver a freebie, to sign up for a webinar, to get on your email list, to join your VIP list. You can do so many different things with them. The opportunity is truly endless. So if you want to learn more about how to do this and what this looks like, DM me the word chat and you will learn from the people who are running this for us, who have taught me everything I know, who have gotten me these results. So again, just hop onto Instagram, DM me the word chat, and you can totally experience what this is like from a user perspective and then learn how you can do this in your own brand. It has been a total game changer. And honestly, when I think about it, It's exactly why I was so excited to create so many reels for that last launch and why I was willing to spend so much time on content. Because in the past, I've talked about this, it can be so frustrating to spend so much time on content, but not be able to tie it to a direct result. And using these chat automations, it is so easy to see how worth it it is to do content. Like before, I never wanted to do Instagram lives because I'm like, okay, these people get to see it for like 10 minutes. Nothing really happens for them to click off of the live and click to the link in my bio and to do the thing that I want them to do. It's like a lot of asks for someone. And now it is so motivating for me to do all the things on Instagram because I can very quickly connect it to a direct result, which obviously is encouraged by the revenue that we're seeing and the new email subscribers. And so creating that content feels less like a waste and more like an investment because we're actually seeing those results. And I would say that that is coming from the chatbot. Without that, I don't know that I'd be as excited about creating content on Instagram as I am right now. The third thing that I've been noticing, and this is something that's been going on for a while now, so it's not new, but I want to encourage you if this is something new for you, is going back to those roots of like less polished, more real. So whether it is using that B-roll content, so just like literal content of your daily life, or showing more behind the scenes or sharing real life snapshots of your day, I feel like the tables have turned. There was a time where Instagram felt incredibly editorial and you only wanted to show up when it was crisp, polished, professional. I feel like those days are gone. People want to get back to that heart of like connectivity. And when I think about it, like a lot of times people are on the app because they want to feel less alone, more enough, and they want to be able to say me too. And I think that the best way that humans connect is like through the messiness of life. Like we're all experiencing mess. It might look different for each of us, but when you can create content that allows somebody to say, oh my gosh, me too, or I thought I was alone, I'm so glad to know I'm not alone, that is where the true connection comes in. And so it's funny because for nearly a decade of my life, I only posted professional images. Like it had to be shot on a DSLR. It had to be edited with the same filter. It looked like my feed was beautiful. There are so many times where I go into interviews and people would just say like, your feed is so beautiful. It was so cohesive. I was a photographer. I couldn't help myself. I cared about what things looked like. And about a year ago, I had a second baby. I was launching a book. I was in this space where I had to create a ton of content, but I did not have time to like shoot, edit, you know, make everything look so beautiful. It just had to be more real life. And I started sharing more iPhone content. And I feel like that level of authenticity and connection just was way deepened. So just a reminder, like, don't be afraid to show up when you have no makeup on or when you're unloading the dishwasher or things like that. It just makes people feel like they're invited into your life in a more authentic way. And when people feel more connected to your life, they're able to like visualize you in your life, doing your work, and your work means more to them. People care more about you than your work. And so bringing that you back into it, I think is really powerful. And I get it. There are days where I'm like, I'm definitely not putting makeup on today. I don't want to show up on there today. And then I think about how many other entrepreneurs are in the same boat and like just showing up like this is going to be inspiring to them or be permission for them to show up just as they are. So with that being said, one technique and strategy that you can take with you is something that I've been challenging you to do all year is to just share 60 seconds of your day on Instagram stories. 60 seconds of your day, that could be 4 15-second clips. Show you, show your life, show what you're eating for lunch. I don't care, but let people into your life. That is a challenge that I have for myself as well. It's just like, how can I show up and show a little bit of my life so that people feel connected? And I think that's a good challenge for consistently showing up without it taking over your life or feeling too intimidating. The next strategy is using hooks in your content. So hooks are something that we've talked about for a very long time. In fact, if you've studied marketing, there are so many different people that teach like hook, story, close. Like that's how you actually make an impact with your content is you have something that hooks somebody in, then you tell the story behind it, and then you close them or have the call to action. That's how a lot of us content creators create content. But hooks have become even more important, especially on Instagram. So a hook is something that will get someone to watch the entire piece of content or read the entire caption. Hooks can be used in both of these ways, and I would argue that they work the best if you use them both at the same time. So what I did is I wrote down 15 different hooks that have been working really well on Instagram. These are things you want to write down, and it will hopefully help you brainstorm content that excites you to create. So if you're not driving, write down these 15 hooks and start using them. So you want to use these in the video content itself, or if you're making a carousel, a hook is something that you want on that first slide. And then you also want to use them in your captions below as like the top line to get somebody's attention and to keep it. So here are 15 different hooks. So the first one is the secret to. So you could say like, the secret to keto dieting isn't what you think. The next one is the exact way I've, so an example would be exactly how I've grown 1,000 followers in 30 days. The next hook is what no one tells you about. So an example, what no one tells you about the first 24 hours with a newborn. The next one is unpopular opinion about. So unpopular opinion alert, British food isn't nearly as bad as people say. Next one, this is how I result in time frame. Example, this is how I lost 10 pounds in 3 months without crazy dieting. Next one, I don't know who needs to hear this, but you can make money from a podcast. Do this instead of that. Don't say link in bio, do this instead. That's a good example. The next one, reminder, share a reminder. Reminder, there are people less qualified than you doing what it is that you want to do. The next one, this blank changes the game. This ChatGPT prompt changes the game. The next one, I still see people wasting their time doing blank. I still see photographers wasting their time editing galleries without using presets. Steal my strategy to desired result. Steal my strategy to double your email list. If your goal is to, and then you insert in the goal, you need to stop doing what they are doing. If your goal is to get organized, you need to stop buying more planners you're not going to use. Your step-by-step game plan to get, insert desired result. Your step-by-step game plan to get more done in less time. Things I refuse to do anymore and what I do instead. Example, I refuse to grocery shop anymore. I use meal kits instead. And then the last one, what I wish I knew when I started, whatever it is that you're doing, what I wish I knew when I started selling online courses. So can you see, like, as I'm saying these, I'm like, I want to watch that content. These are just examples that I'm giving you, but this is the type of content that hooks people in. And so you want to be strategic in using these hooks, both in the content you're creating, as well as the caption. One thing that I've been noticing a lot when it comes to reels is that people will put the hook in the reel itself, and then at the very end, it'll say read caption. So then again, they have another hook in the caption. This is like very captivating content, and it's content that you consume fully, whether it's watching the entire reel because you're waiting for that information and then reading the entire comment. So again, this is a strategy you need to be using in that content you create, and you can use it beyond reels. You can use it in carousels. You can use it in posts. You can use it in captions, and all of the above is what I recommend.
Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply.
On top of my many titles as mom, entrepreneur, and creative, I've also added host. Drew and I host on Airbnb on our favorite island in Hawaii. We started hosting as a way to make some extra income, and we've had such an easy breezy experience. Now we host year after year, and it's been a fantastic side hustle. Not to brag, but we've also been crowned Airbnb Superhost several times, so we are really killing the game. It's about having spaces we can enjoy as a family while creating memorable experiences for our guests, and it helps that we earn a little extra cash on the side. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. The last thing that I want for you to be doing is to invite people in for dialogue. If you remember at the top of the show, we talked about the algorithm. Active engagement with your stories and direct messages can signal a strong connection with your followers, which influences the visibility of your content in their feeds. This is, again, why I love that chatbot, is because looking at your DMs, if somebody trusts you enough to send you a DM and you're DMing them back, it's showing Instagram like, hey, this is like an actual relationship. It's not just a one-sided thing. Someone's not just speaking into the ether. It's an actual dialogue and conversation, which again is why I love that automation. But it also invites people to DM you. Like I am telling you on this episode, DM me the word chat and you can see how this all works. And if you trust me enough to do that, then you can see how it all works. But it also shows Instagram like, hey, this is valuable content. This person cares enough to reach out and DM this person. And now they're getting a two-way conversation going. And so when we think about dialoguing, this is something we have to be focused on when it comes to Instagram. Gone are the days where we're just literally talking at a screen and talking at people. We want to usher in this new movement where we're talking with people, like we're in conversation and community. So what does this mean for you? You want to be intentional with your approach to invite people to dialogue with you and be prepared to respond when they actually communicate back with you. I feel like for so long, the Instagram world has talked about like, have a call to action, like use your call to actions and all these things. And I'm like, that's fantastic. But if you are not actually following up when somebody responds to you, they're going to realize like, oh, this is just a gimmick to get more engagement. They don't actually care about my response. And so that's why I want real conversation. Like one clever thing that I've seen is that if you ask a question in your caption, like tell me about the best book you read recently, and somebody comments back, instead of just leaving a little heart there, comment back and say, what did you love about this book? And then that person comes back to your post and they're commenting and you're building out this conversation. Same thing in the DMs. You don't just want to ask a question, let people answer it and not respond. And so here are some ways that you can actively do this and very intentionally. So first, leverage tools inside of the app to invite in more conversations, whether it's using stickers, polls, question box, just writing a question, getting on your phone and holding it out and saying, hey, does anyone know what's happening with my fiddly fig right now? Like I need to figure out what's happening with this plant. I actually have a funny story about that. So I have this beautiful plant and it's growing what I now know are aerial roots. Did not know it at the time. And I posted an Instagram story of my plant. And I was like, can anyone tell me what this is? Because these things are coming out of my plant, which again, aerial roots, I now know, because thousands of people chimed in. Give people opportunities to share their experience and expertise with you. People love being helpful. So ask for advice and recommendations and start those conversations. So respond back when somebody takes the time to give you some advice. I also love the idea of discussion starters. So when we do team calls, we'll often do like a funny question at the end. So the other day we did like, what was your first car that you ever had? And did you name it? And oh my gosh, we were laughing like until our bellies hurt. And so use the whole 21 questions thing and ask your followers questions. Give them a chance to share. Post content that is designed to spark discussions and debates. Share controversial topics, thought-provoking statements, or trends within your niche. So don't be afraid to like ask your audience to give you feedback or to engage with you in that way. I think it's really beautiful. And then of course, use these call to actions in your posts, but invite people to truly engage. Like leave more than one word. Don't just say comment a heart below if you agree, but like ask them for their input or their feedback or their thoughts and then engage with them thoughtfully. You can also use things like the chatbot to get people into your DMs and then you can invite them off of the app and onto places like your website, your content, or my favorite, your email list. And then again, invite people to dialogue and engage. And one thing that I want to say here is that If you are putting up a post, ask yourself, is now the best time to do this? Because I want for you to not just post and ghost. We've talked about this for years, but to set aside 20 minutes to intentionally dialogue with anyone who is responding, whether it's to your Instagram story or your post. So you don't want to just post because it's, quote, a good time to post. You want to post when you're actually actively engaged in that content. Instagram also sees that. And so post when you are able to be fully present and to dialogue with your community on the app versus just posting what they're telling you is a popular time to post. That's my hot take. All right, we wrapped it up. I hope that you found these insights super valuable and actionable, and I hope that you can put them to work in your own Instagram creation process. Remember, like, the social media landscape is always evolving. So stay on top of the trends and tactics, but also lean back on those tried and true principles that we've been talking about for years and years and years. And do not be afraid to experiment. I think experimenting is so fun, and it can give you results and data that will guide your strategy forward. And lastly, before you go, here's your assignment today. Subscribe to the Gold Digger Podcast. Wherever you're tuning in from, whatever you're doing, take a minute to subscribe. This is where we are dropping the latest strategies, and I'm sharing exactly what is working and not working, and I do not want you to miss a show. So take a quick second, subscribe to the show, and if you have a moment to rate and leave a review, it would mean the world to me to hear from you. I genuinely want to invite you into dialogue in the reviews. I love reading every single one of them and learning more about you and what you do and where you're tuning in from. So please feel free to chime in on that and know that I personally will check and see exactly what you're writing. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.